Okay, today's daf is Ayin Tet, and we're ready to start a new parak without any of our favorite announcers and elder statesmen, so I'll have to do it myself as a youngster. What can you do? Find on the Helike parak. We've been talking about Hafarat Nedarim. We started about Nara Murasa, which is the unique case where there's a father and an Oros together. But we know that there's also types of Nedarim that can be Mufarot alone by a father, alone by the Oros, by a Baal. As a matter of fact, according to the Rambam, the father can always be Mefer if there's no Oros, as long as he's in his Rishus, any type of Nedarim. And this Mishnah is only when it's a Shehu Mefer, it's only referring to a Baal. Because a Baal is limited in the type of Nedarim he can be Mefer, and as we saw in the Pasuk, he can be Mefer either in Yonim, and also, as the parsha ends, any neder that has their personal business involved, he can also be made. For according to the Rambam, we spoke earlier about the Machlokas, the Ran, and many other Rishonim in the Rambam, about whether those limitations are also true of the father, because it does say Ben Av Lebito also. There's a limit, or whether the Av is a completely different type of Afar. In any event, there is some difference, as we're going to see, between Nidra Yinu Nefesh and between Nidorim Shibinot Vinah. And that difference is that Nidra Yinu Nefesh, when he's made for permanently, just like we've been assuming all along. The Neder is canceled from this point on. If there's a change in her status, such as she gets divorced from him, it's irrelevant. The Neder is gone. But when it's a neder beinola veina, the hafara works not as a cancellation, but as something that prevents the neder from having any impact. But the moment that he would be megarish, certainly if she goes and gets married to somebody else, in which case he's never able to take her back, then it's no longer beinola veina, even in the long term. And at that point, the neder may be rechal, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. Which may be the reason why the Mishnah chooses to discuss only Devarim Shiyesh Behem Inui Nefesh. It doesn't talk about Beinot Veina, which is strange, and more we'll discuss. So Devarim Shiyesh Behem Inui Nefesh. What do we mean by Devarim Shiyesh Behem Inui Nefesh? Im Erchatz, Vim Lo Erchatz. Now the language if is very strange, because if means this is some type of condition, but what's the neder? That the Gemara is going to discuss, and we're going to see that it's Latin with additional information over here. So if I am rochetzet, if I'm not rochetzet, imet kashet, imloet kashet, kishut. Now, kishut is used in different ways, we know. And it's used in terms of putting things, jewelry. It's used in terms of cosmetics. But it's also used differently in terms of intimate cosmetics and facial cosmetics. Now, we'll see that intimate cosmetics are issues beinola veina. We're not talking about that here, as we'll see the difference in the sugya. Here we're talking about dvarim shiyesh ben inui nefesh. So if I, again, if doesn't make any sense, but we'll discuss what if means. Im et kashet vim lo et kashet. Omar Rabbi Yossi, in elu nidre inui nefesh. So apparently he's got something about Rechitza and Kishut, that's what it sounds like, that Rechitza and Kishut is not in its Miniyah, there's no Inui Nefesh, there's no problem not being Rochetz, it's difficult. But what would be Nidri and Nefesh? Shailai Nidri and Nefesh. Amra, for instance, she says, Konim Peroto Olam Alay, I won't eat any kind of fruits. So there, I raise a Yachola affair. But if she says only, Perot Medina Zo Alay, Yavila Medina Acheret, if she says, only the fruit of this country. We'll see what this means in a moment. I'm not able to eat. Okay, so import fruit. The feed her fruit from Turkey. Now, if she says, I don't want to ever buy that makolet. If you buy it in that makolet, I swear I'm not going to eat it. So then, fine. Because after all, he can go to another makolet. But how about if nobody's dumb enough to extend him credit except this guy? He's already used up his credit in the other places. So Imlo Aitapanasato Elamimeno, how about if he can't get any products unless he's able to use his credit with this guy? So then I raise the affair, then it becomes the equivalent of starvation. I mean, And even if it's only times when it's starvation, that's enough to make it nidre in a nefesh. And Ron points out something fascinating. He says, certainly, perot medina zo can't be less than chen hamizo. Because, I mean, if we're talking about sometimes he won't have money and he says, what, you're always going to be able to get food from Turkey? That's crazy. The only explanation, medina zo, is that she specifies a medina. So she says, I will not eat any fruits from Germany. Okay, so get her fruits from Turkey. I mean, she could get fruits locally. But she's talking about imported fruits. That's the point. But certainly can't mean when she answers her own medina on her that should be less than answering her makolet on her. That's Ron thinking. Very nice. Cuts.
Yep.
Right. Says the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah is saying the following of the Nadarni could be Mayfair, Nidre in a Nefesh. That's it? Nidre in a Nefesh, would it be fair? Shame mean a Nefesh in a Mayfair? What are you telling us? That this is the only set of Nadarni that a Baal could be made for. Vatanya, Ben Ishli, Ishto, Ben Avlabito, Melamit Shah Baal. Note again that it stresses Baal, which according to the Rambam means exactly what it says. A Baal and only a Baal. Is limited to be made for Nidorim Shibenol Venat. Now the reason, according to the other Rishonim, when we speak about a Baal, even though it's not, the issue here is not the Baal, would be true about the Av as well, is only because the words leading up to that pasuk were referring to Isha Yekemeno, Isha Yefereno. So therefore, when it says Benol Venat, it says Benish Lishto, that's the point that we stress. You know. But because over there before, it was talking about Nidorim and Nefesh. So we want to say, Yishay Kamenu, Yishay Yifirena, but also Bein Ishli Yishto. But it's true about the Av also. According to the Rambam, it's irrelevant to the Av. This whole issue is only talking about a Baal. So, but in any event, it says over here Beferish that a Baal is made for Nidorim Shebeinu Leveina, which you conveniently ignored in the Mishnah. All you spoke about was Nidorim Shebeinu Nefesh. This is Baal and Mayfair. You can be made for both. But when the Mishnah was talking about which Nidorim, the Elu Nidorim, that the Baal is made for, it meant a real hafara that removes the Neder from the world. That, indeed, is only Nidorim and Nefesh. Mil, Inui Nefesh Mayfer La'olam. Over there, the Neder is gone. It will never come back again. Aval Ein Behem Inui Nefesh. And it's only his rights, because it's a davar beino leveina, he can prevent the iser, but he can't cancel the neder. Therefore, it's only kiri'ita techutei havi hafara. The hafara is only valid so long as his rights stand in the way of the chalot neder. But mim bechim gareshla, if he goes and divorces her, then chay le'alea nedarim, the nedarim will be chal. And therefore, that's such what we're saying. Because that's Bidvarim Shebeinu Leveina, where there's not even an element of Inu Nefesh. Shem Beinu Nefesh. Ava Yesh Beinu Nefesh. Although he may be invoking his Beinu Leveina. Right? He may be saying, listen, I can't stand a woman who doesn't take baths. You know, but I mean, it might be Inu Nefesh as well. Then the Neder will not be Chayel Allah. So then, Lo Chayel Allah Nidra. So then, the Mishnah would therefore be understood as saying, Elu Nidorim that the Baal is made for permanently, Nidorim Sheish Perminu Nefesh. As far as Varim Shemino Leveina, that doesn't come under the same set because it's not permanent. So it's all of this explanation of the Mishnah is based on an assumption that a Neder Shemino Leveina will come back to life if he's Megarish.
And if he's Megarish, will the father have 24 hours to nullify?
No. What do you mean if he's an Oris only?
Oh, no, I guess once he gets married,
yeah,
it's not
married.
So if he
chooses
totally stuff.
Right. Yeah, if he used the Yav again, that would be dependent on Machlokes. So now, you're telling me, says the Bar, that if he's Megarisher, Dvarim She'ein Ben Minu Nefesh Ki Megarish L'Chayel Elallah, well, what about the Mishnah? What about Vatznan, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Omer? This is later on, but Lamaisa, we've discussed this, that in a case where a woman makes a neder, where the Baal, she's going to violate the rishus, the rights of the Baal. As she asks her things on him or whatever. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, even though the Maisa can't be chal, because it's not really hers, he should nonetheless go ahead and be made for. If she says, let's say, she's supposed to be manufacturing a service, she says, Ma'asi adayir asr alecha. So the Tanakhama says, what's the point of being made for? She can't asr something that's not hers to asr. But Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says over there, no, it's, you're right, but nonetheless he should be made for. Because what happens if he's Megarasher? And then say, Asurala. So you see that if you would be Nefer, then it would work even for after the Gerishim. Right? I thought you just said the whole point is that Nedarim Shebeino Leveina doesn't work unless she's currently under his Rishus. So what's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri saying? And nobody argues with the principle. It's not the Rabbanim arguing on the principle. They're saying, yeah, okay, right now there's nothing to worry about. So how can anybody come along and say that the difference is between Nidri and Nefesh and Meinola Veinah is that the Neder will come back to life after Gerishim? The whole point of that for it is because it won't come back to life after Gerishim. This is outrageous. Amaki Megarshul Meifel Amikor Ave Afora. Now, you misunderstand me. Amre, you know. Eilin Veilin Ave Afora. Of course, it's a good Afora. Getting back to my explanation of the Mishnah, but the point of the Mishnah I was making is like this. There's still a different set of Nidrin and Nefesh. Because Nidrin and Nefesh may fare bein la'atzmo bein la'achirim. The point of Nidrin and Nefesh, the issue isn't whether she's takat reshuto. You're right. But the issue is whether it affects her relationship with others. So if he goes ahead now and he's made for a neder veinola veina, the meaning of that hafara is that any element that will affect our relationship is mufar. But elements that won't affect his relationship, such as she goes, gets divorced, and gets married to somebody else. If she gets married to somebody else, it's no longer nogeya him at all. She'll never be able to be relating to him. That's an iser, and becomes an asura alav. Okay? So there, if it's ain ben bin nefesh, he can only be made for la'atzmo, even after divorce. Because she's still shy to have a relationship with him. But la'acherim, for the next guy that marries her, ain't no mefer. And at that point, it becomes irrelevant to bein olav einah. V'haki katani, elu nedarim shu mefer bein la'atzmo bein la'acherim, nedarim sheyesh b'minui nefesh. What the Mishnah is referring to is dafka those nedarim that will be permanently nederless because of the zafara. But if he's only using the element between himself and her as the hafara, and there is no other element, then the neder remains in effect in areas where it doesn't affect the relationship between him and her. Okay, we gave an example. What is considered to be a neder sheyesh bo inui nefesh? Im erchatz. Now, what is that supposed to be? Im erchatz. What's the problem? Im erchatz. That's not a neder to say, if I wash, but what's the neder? So, Ilai Midamra is the neder that she says, Konim perot olam alai imerchatz. If I will wash. So, what the Tana is trying to do is basically a little trick over here. That obviously, if she did the rechitza, she asserted herself in washing, which would be what you'd normally expect to hear, not if I wash, but if. That I wash is awesome. So the Tana is essentially telling you, no, she does not have to wash. That's not considered to be inui nefesh. So therefore, what's the inui? What we're saying is, I'm telling it to you in this fashion so that you should understand that the rechitza per se is not the problem, but the isra and perot olam is the problem. So first of all, I don't understand. Why then be mefer? Don't be made for. Let her not wash. I mean, load your chatz below the tzum perot olam. Now, you're going to say, is this not nogea the machlokas that we had earlier, that when a person makes a tznai, he's going to be stuck in the neder because of the fact that if he's over on the tznai, then it'll turn out that he wasn't allowed to do those things. No, it's not nogea at all. Because over there, the case was that she asers perot olam from now, if she'll go to her father's house till Pesach. Right? So there we're saying, since every time she eats, it may turn out retroactively that she's being over on Lo Yachel Devaro, Well, then we can say that there's a tzad. Don't be over on the tzad. But over here, the bashmut of the language is that if I do this, at that point, the netter will be chal. So what's the difference? If she'll do it, so then the netter will chal. Worry about it then. Why are we doing hafara now? Of course, raises a deeper issue, which we'll get to in a moment. If the netter wasn't chal yet, how could you be made for it? You made the netter dependent on something, but I thought that that's a machlokas. Can you be made for something before it actually is there? The condition doesn't make the netter there. It's true the condition is hanging over her head, but the netter hasn't happened. So, it's a very strange explanation. So, why would we need Afara? Not to mention that if you think it's a good idea to be made for, what good is the Afara? Why is this, even according to the Tanakhama, something that would be us, or if the Rechitza per se is not a problem? Okay, so therefore, let's change this a bit around. V'od, before we get to the alternative, there's something else that profoundly doesn't make sense. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying, Ein Elu Nidrinu Nefesh? What's not Nidrinu Nefesh? The Rabbanan also are saying that the Rechitza is not Inui Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi himself is the one who a line later says, I'll give you an Inui Nefesh, man. Perot Olam Alay. That's what we're talking about. What do you mean? This is not a netter of Inui Nefesh. The problem isn't that the netter isn't a netter of Inui Nefesh. The netter certainly isn't a netter of Inui Nefesh. Apparently what you're arguing about is not the issue of whether the netter is an Inui Nefesh. If you yourself hold to the netter, it isn't an Inui Nefesh. You're arguing about whether it makes sense to do a far on something, whether the netter wasn't chal, or whether the netter was something you could have avoided, whatever. I don't know what the machlokas is, because I don't understand the Tanagama, but certainly their language is intolerable. The language is that there's something about this netter that's not Inui Nefesh. What you really want to talk about is the condition, not the netter. So why does it say, Ein Elu Nidrei Inui Nefesh? These are not called Inui Nefesh. Look, if you're agreeing with the Tanakham, so you're saying that, well, when something's hanging over your head, for some reason you can be mefer. So you're agreeing with that. So then why are you saying it's not which part isn't Inui Nefesh? Rabbanan held the Rechitza is not Inui Nefesh also, so you're not arguing on that. You yourself hold the not eating Perat HaOlam is Inui Nefesh, so you can't be saying that. So what the heck are you saying? The point isn't that it's not Inui Nefesh. The point is it hasn't been chal yet. The point is don't do it. But you apparently agree, Dilma Rechitza, V'Yitzu Perat HaOlam Ala, because that you have no problem with. That's not what you're saying is the issue. So how can it be that the netter is not Inui Nefesh? That's impossible. So therefore, even if you figure out a reason that the Tanakhama would hold, that despite the fact that the netter is in chal, and despite the fact that you can avoid it from being chal, that nonetheless you could be mefer. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't even disagree with that. So what's the machlokes? Okay, so scotch that. Can't possibly be referring to the case where the im is a tnai on Perot HaOlam. Okay, so it can't be, then there's only one alternative. That the tnai is a tnai about itself. Because you can't stomp pick something out of a hat. If you're telling me, let's take a given netter of Inui Nefesh. The given netter of Inui Nefesh, Perot HaOlam Alay. Nobody's going to argue about that. Okay. So then, it's got to be, if it's not that, it's got to be Merumas in the actual net. So in other words, what she must have said was, I aser Rechitza Alay forever if I ever take a bath. So now, the point over here must be that we're scratching our heads. We're saying, wait a second. So she could take a bath. But if she takes a bath, she can't take a bath. Okay, so that's what you've arranged now for us. So now she's thinking to herself, well, I can't take a bath. If I take a bath, I'll never be able to take a bath again. So how do I do this? Am I being made for an extent netter? Or is this not a netter yet, because she hasn't taken a bath? Right now she's not as we, she says, I need a far for my netter. Why? Don't take a bath. Because then I'll be, okay, so come then. Well, what are we discussing it now for? So is that the issue? So then she's saying, Koyim anat rechitza alai la'olam, imer chatz. So mishumachi meifala. So the reason that we're allowing the hafora now is because we say, look, what's the poor girl supposed to do? Hechita avi. I mean, she's got no way, really, of having a normal life. Tirchatz. The moment she'll do a rechitza, mitzra anat rechitza alai. At that point, she's not going to be able to have any anah for rechitza. Lo tirchatz, if she's never going to take a bath, I mean, you're saying that the rechitza itself is an example of inui nefesh. So then that means the avoidance of the trigger of the isser of inui nefesh is itself an inui nefesh, which means that because of the netter, she has ended up in a position of inui nefesh. So then Rabbanan are saying that that is sufficient to go ahead and to make kafara. Because she's ultimately, for all practical intents, she's in a position of being unable to take a bath. Is that what he's saying? Now, the truth is that this is not such a partial issue, because later on we'll see that in fact there's a machlokus, whether you can be made for neder that's dependent on something like that. Right? So notice we have later on a case where a woman says, which means not to derive any type of benefit, if I end up being nice to your father again. There's a lot of indications of daily life here in these departments. So over there, there's a question whether he should be mefer. Machlokas the Rabban and the Rebbe Nasi, because the netter wasn't chaliyah. So, I mean, this seems to be a classic example of this kind of thing. Bottom line is, the netter is not chaliyah. You're saying that for all intents and purposes, she's locked into an impossible situation. That may be true, but it's not a netter, is it? So how is this not dependent on that? Must be that our sugya here is clearly taking for granted that it is possible, indeed, to be made for that type of netter. Right, according to Rebbe, and there's a shita, that's the Chachamim, there's a shita of Rabbi Natan later on that says there's no hafara in such a case. So Ruan brings Rabbeinu Yonah that indeed this entire sugya may be taking for granted that it's not like Rabbi Natan. Now, there's no shaykhus to hafara. The Chachamim over here clearly say not like that. Now we'll talk about this when we get a little bit further in the sugya and see more information on it. I mean, to speak about it now is a bit premature.
How would you go to the mikvah with that? Isn't that the issue? How could she go to the mikvah if she can't have a bath?
The problem. We're not saying that.
That's a divorce, anyway.
We're not saying that these are not elements. Beino leveino. We're saying that they're not inu nefesh.
Maybe she's older.
Remember, all of these things may still be able to be moved for beino leveino. All that the Mishnah is saying is these are not things that you can be made for mitam inui nefesh, because of the fact that inui nefesh is going to be a different type of hafara. It will be matur even when she's not in Yerushas. But it could very well be, and of course we'll see later on that some of these nadarma person could say, well, I can't live with this. So it would be me know to be not. That's a different issue. But it's not the etzem an inui nefesh. Yeah. That's a good point. But we'll talk about it later when we get into the Etzim Sugya, the Inui. By the way, speaking of which, it's nice that you raise it. I wonder if there's a shita that says that if she makes a neder that I won't listen to music, that's called Inui Nefesh. And the raya is from La Menatseach, in the same Tehillim, it says La Anut. So there's all big machlokas. What is that supposed to mean? Is that a musical instrument, La Anut? Or is it that La Anut, that this is so beautiful that if you wouldn't hear it, you'd be tortured? So then it means that there's Inuy. You just brought up, obviously, we learn out the Inyanim of Rechitza, and certainly have Inyanim of Inuy, as we'll see later on, that we learn from Yom Kippur. Okay, so in any event, it would seem over here that they're saying that the point is that it's an inui nefesh. Okay, so what is Rabbi Yossi Shita then? Apparently, Rabbi Yossi Shita is that there's no inui nefer in rapitza. That's what he seems to be saying. But if that's the point, I mean, the netter has not been chal yet, right? So if what Rabbi Yossi holds, that there's no inui nefesh, you're telling me, ein elu inui nefesh, it's mashma, it's because the only problem I have is that the netter per se is not inui nefesh. But let's say if in the same fashion you would have gone ahead and made a netter that does have inui nefesh, you would be able to be made for it. But why would that be true? If you hold that rechitza does not have inui nefesh, so then that means that the tnai, in this case, doesn't have inui nefesh. So then why, if you would have made, if I take a bath today, I should be usher in perot olam. Why would we think that Rav Yossi would hold that you can be mefer? You can't be mefer because the netter hasn't been chal yet, and the tnai is not a problem of being machmis you into an impossible situation. Don't take a bath and eat perot olam, right? So why would Rav Yossi say that the problem is that the netter doesn't have inui nefesh? That's not the problem. The problem is that the tanai doesn't have inui nefesh. Because we're not arguing over here about whether, I mean, why would we say that? We're not arguing about whether it's an inui nefesh in the netter per se. That's not the main point. Once you're telling me that there's no inui nefesh in the tanai, so then we're left with our original assumption, which is, what's the point? Just don't do the thing which will trigger the netter. Why are we being made for a netter? So if you're telling me I'll leave the Rabbanan, well, if you don't do the thing that triggers the netter, you're being over anyway, you're going to have an inui nefesh, so you might as well go ahead and be made for the netter. So then what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, okay, but even if there were true inui nefesh, even if we were talking about the original case, where she said perot olam, where I don't object to perot olam being inui nefesh, so then I still wouldn't allow you to be made for over here, because I would tell you, don't take a bath, and don't be usher perot olam. So why do I have to address the netter of rechitza? That's very misleading. It sounds from that if somebody would come and ask Rav Yossi, so what would you hold if it would be perot olam? If I take a bath, that would be okay? And of course it would not be okay. So what should Rav Yossi have said? Says the Gemara, Rav Yossi, obviously he's saying, after the lo rechitza, v'lenivu lo chashina, let her not take a bath. What's the problem? I should say she's minuvelet. We're not chayesh for nivul. So then, iachi lit neachi. Then what Rabbi Yossi should have said is, tanai ze ein bo inui nefesh. The problem is in the condition. The problem is not in the netter. And he's making it sound like the problem is in the netter. And that means if the netter wouldn't have that problem, was clearly inui nefesh, then even a condition without inui nefesh would be sufficient to be made for a netter, which is absurd. That would be like saying a woman says that if I win the lottery, I should be usher in taking a bath. So therefore, the Baal definitely has to be mefer, because maybe she'll win the lottery. But that's not what he holds. Even the Rabbanan only hold it because not winning the lottery is an inui nefesh. I mean, obviously, that's not what they're saying. So then don't argue about the netter. So that can't be it either. So then what is it? And again, we can't just pop a netter out of the hat and take something, you know, imer chatz. I mean, the whole thing sounds crazy anyway. I should be yotzer berchitza imer chatz. I mean, what is she? Some kind of esher? Well, what exactly is she doing, this lady? Presenting hands that are painting themselves. I won't take a shower if I take a shower. And there's got to be some meaning that lies within the words that we can grasp. I'll tell you what the case may be. And then it would be to bring you out of principle. She's basically in a position in which she wants to be mitzayer herself for the day. She doesn't have the guts to actually be mitzayer herself for the day and to believe she's going to keep it. But long term, she knows she can. She says, if I take a shower today, I should never take a shower again in my life. The shower should be a serious one. Okay, so then she figures, no, that's really serious. You know, that's serious. I mean, I know I'm always going to be faced with the decision of whether I'm mutter to take a shower. So that must be the case. Okay, so she said, Az amra ana'at rechitza layla olam im erchatz hayom. That's the question.
Should one shower
change
that?
What's
the problem?
Hmm?
Should one shower change that? What's the problem?
No, so then if she takes that one shower, then she's Asura forever in showers. That was the case we had before. She's ultimately stuck now in not taking a shower. So now the question is, but then she can take a shower tomorrow. Okay, so what? Therefore, what this is a shaila of whether a neder ino nefesh for a day is a neder. That must be what it's saying. So in other words, what we're saying over here is, Reb Yossi Sava, nivu dechad yuma lav shmei niv. That when she's saying, in this case, that she's going to therefore be left without the ability to shower today, says Reb Yossi, no, that's not a problem, therefore there's no way to be made for it, because she can stop from taking a shower for one day, and then it won't be a surah on her at all. So what are you going to ask now? That Reb Yossi should say the same language he said before. Ein bitnai ze inu nefesh. Right? That he can't say. Why can't he say? Because then the mashma'ut would be, as our dear president pointed out, that these nedarim were stressing only that they don't have inu nefesh. Mashma, that there are other grounds for doing the hafara. In other words, we're specifically taking nedarim to bring out the difference between a hafara of beino levina and a hafara of inui nefesh. That's the meaning of our diyuk in the Mishnah, correct? Elo devarim, that you cannot utilize inui nefesh, you can only utilize beino levina. So if Rav Yossi had said the words, well, this t'nai does not meet those requirements, so then the mashmaut would be, but beino levina does meet. You just can't be made for the neder because of an inu nefesh for Yom Echa. But you could be made for this neder because it's considered to be beino levina. But that's not true. So he can't stress that idea at all. The most he could say is that these things are not considered to be inu nefesh. So nivul dechad yuma. That is not chayish for. That's not anything. Even dvarim shebeino levina. Now, we're going to see tomorrow that, again, things are not as simple as they seem, because of the way that this relates to the fundamental question of being made for a neder before it ever happens in these tanoim. Why are we happy even with this up to this point in Reb Yossi? But again, we're left with either completing this again and doing tomorrow's daf, or leaving things sort of hanging. So I think we'll leave it hanging and Bezrat Hashem come back, finish it up properly tomorrow.
But
the question for
one day is, you know,
if you see from Yom Kippur. Eilu nedorim shu mefer. Dvarim sheish pa minu nefesh, im rechatz, mor chatz, met kashet, Omer of Yosef, ein eilu nidro inu nefesh, ve eilu ein nidro inu nefesh. Omer, konim perot olam alai, arezi yachol la'afer. Perot medina zo, which the Ran learns mean a specific medina alai, so yavila medina acheret. Perot chen vani ze alai, eno yachol la'afer. But im lo hayta parnasato elo mimenu, arezi yafer, divrei Reb Yossi. Nidre inu nefesh, the Mishnah is saying, the only nedarim that he's mefer? V'she'en ben inu nefesh, eno mefer? That's not true. V'tanya ben ish l'ishto ben ava bito teaches us, Mila mecha ba'al mefer nedarim shebeino levina, possibly even the av. Amen. Halim v'halim mefer. We're not saying these are the only nedarim you can be mefer. We're saying these are the only nedarim that you can be mefer in this fashion. Because it's a big difference if you're made for something mitam inu nefesh, or you're made for something mitam dvarim shebeino levina. So what we're saying is like this. Inu nefesh made for lola, avalein ben inu nefesh, only kere ita tachutei havi afara, but mechi megarish la chayla la. Whereas, if she's not rabbi dvarim shebeino levina, where there's not even an element of inu nefesh, v'yesh ben inu nefesh over there, lo chayla la nidra at all. It's not true either. Dvarim she'im ben inu nefesh. You're trying to tell me ki megarish la chayla la. So what's the meaning of the mission later? But it's not. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, even though she doesn't have the power to make this neder at this time, it's kedai yafer, shema yigarshena v'tei asur lo. So, I mean, the whole point of the afara is only v'dafka where ki megarish lo mefer lo mikara havi afara. Okay? Let me go back and restate what I said about the mission. Halein v'halein havi afara, whether it's nidrin or nefesh or beno levina. Ella, Nidreina Nefesh Mefer Bein Latzmo Bein Lacharim. She gets married to somebody else. But Ein Ben Minu Nefesh Latzmo Mefer. But as far as it being a Davar Beino Leveina, Lacharim Eino Mefer. In which case, what the meaning of the mission is as follows. Arki Katani. Eilu Nidarim Shu Mefer Bein Latzmo Bein Lacharim. Only Nidarim Sheyesh Behem Inui Nefesh. Okay, now the example, Imer Chatz. What, Imer Chatz is not a netter. Come on, man. What's the netter? Echi Kama. So, Imer Nidar Amra Konim Perot Olam Alay Imer Chatz. So then I don't understand. What's the Afar over here? Loter Chatz. You're telling me that the Rechitza obviously is not a problem per se. I mean, otherwise, this is ridiculous. So the Rechitza is not a problem per se. So then let her not be Rechitza. Well, Litzron Perot Olam Alay Allah. I mean, anyway, it's not that she's answering it from now, she's only answering it from the time that she does it. So fine, when he finds out that she did it and that she made a net, it'll be made for then. The Ode, Baha Lema Rabbi Yossi, Ein Eilu Nidre Inri Nefesh. What's the problem? Rechitzas, is that the issue? I mean, the issue is not the Rechitza, the issue is Perot Olam. Dilma Rakhatsav Yitzru Perot Olam Allah. And he has no quarrel with the Tanakama's decision, apparently, to be made for something, even though it hasn't been chal yet. The Ella, Don Rekonim Adat Rechitza Alay Lo Olam, Imer Chatz. So in other words, it boils down to a situation of Inui Nefesh, whether you do or whether you don't. So in that case, Hokim Mefer Lo, the Hechitave, Tir Chatz, Mitzra Nad Rechitza, Lo Tir Chatz Yitla Nivula. So she's faced now with an impossible situation that is built around Inui Nefesh. It's okay. So Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, he apparently holds it's not even an effect. So somewhere after the low rachatza, the laniva lo chashina. But if laniva lo chashina, the problem is the tznai, the problem is the netter. Iyachi lichne haki. Rabbi Yossi, but tznai ze ein ba mishum hain an effect. El da omra hanat vachitza alay lo omam im rachatz hayom. As it's here, the Rabbi Yossi sabar, nivo da chad yom alav shvei nivo. And he can't say that that's an issue in the Tanai, because if he did, it would be mashma that it is possible to utilize your power of Beino Leveina, which is not possible, and therefore that's what he's referring to. We don't understand the Imlo Erchatz. We only understand the Imlo Erchatz. Of course, that we'll have to look at tomorrow.